My name is Sebastian, and all through high school, I was considered the class clown. I'm the type of person that's friends with everyone. I get invited to every party. I'm completely comfortable hanging out with everyone from the football team to the drama club. I guess you could say that I'm popular, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way to me. Even though I'm at every party and people are always talking to me, I'm never anyone's primary focus. Nobody ever asks me on a date. Nobody ever wants to stay up all night talking to me. Except for Asher. Asher has been my best friend my whole life. There are a ton of pictures of us playing together in diapers, which both our mothers love showing people. His family lives a few houses down from mine, and they were close even before he and I were born. In many ways, he and I are really similar. He's popular. Everyone loves him. He's ambitious and driven. But in many ways, we are polar opposites. He's amazing at every sport he plays. I can barely catch a ball. He's super confident about everything. I second guess everything I do. In a way, that's why we're so perfect as friends. We're similar enough that we naturally get along, but we also complement each other's weaknesses. We've been there for every important event in each other's lives. He got me a badass Play-Doh set for my 5th birthday. We sat next to one another on stage for our 8th grade graduation ceremony. He called me at 1 in the morning, the night he lost his virginity, to tell me all about it. I was the first person he hugged when his team won the district soccer championship. He was in the front row on opening night when I was in the school play. I was the shoulder he cried on when he and his girlfriend were on the verge of breaking up. And most recently, we marched onto the stage next to each other to get our high school diploma. All that was about to change, though. He'd been accepted to his first choice college on the other side of the country. I had actually applied there too, mostly because the thought of him disappearing from my life left a hole that I didn't know how to fill. But I hadn't been accepted. That means that all I'd be seeing of Asher for the next few years would be a few days here and there, when our breaks lined up. On our last night together, Asher came over to my place to hang out. We were sprawled out on my bed, talking about life. In typical Asher fashion, he had his all planned out. While he was at college, he was going to get an internship with the company that he wanted to work for after graduation. He already knew the neighborhood that he wanted to buy his first house in. He'd find a place that was big enough that he could start a family. As he's telling me all of this, his eyes are just gleaming with excitement. He turned to me and asked, "What do you want to do after college?" I froze. I had no clue what I wanted to do after. With anyone else, I would have lied and come up with some story that seemed believable, just to get them to nod and drop the subject. I didn't have to do that with Asher, though. "Dude, I have no fucking clue," I said. Instead of making him frown, he actually smiled. Typical Seb, living life by the seat of your pants. Hey, not everyone feels the need to plan out every minute detail of their life years in advance. Sometimes you just have to roll with the punches. As I said it, his grin started to fade. I wasn't sure why until he said, "It's going to be boring over there without you." "Yeah, it is. You need to learn how to have a little fun every now and then," I poked him playfully. "And you're going to be a total mess without me to remind you when you have to hand in all your schoolwork," he swatted me back. We talked for hours, reliving events from our shared past. Around 2 a.m., Asher asked me, "Why haven't we ever got drunk together, just the two of us?" We'd been drunk at parties together, but we'd never drunk by ourselves. I know why I'd never suggest it. Part of me suspected it was the same reason he'd never suggested it either. I told him that I was into guys one night, a few years ago. He'd been trying to get me to tell him who I was interested in at school, and I just couldn't hold it back anymore. I was terrified that it would change things between us, but Asher had been great. If anything, it seemed to make us closer. He hadn't changed the way he acted around me. he opened up to me even more about his feelings and dreams. He didn't hesitate to snuggle with me when we hung out. Every night since coming out to him, I expected him to finally ask the question that had hung in the air between us. Was I into him? He never asked, though. Most likely because he already knew the answer to the question. I tried so hard to push my feelings down and just be the best friend that I could, but it was so hard. Asher was just so amazing in every way. He made me complete. He was everything that I could ever want in a boyfriend. And even though we weren't dating, when he was in my life, I wasn't lonely. He made me happy. "Let's do it tonight," his eyes shined mischievously. I was confused for a second until I realized he was talking about getting drunk together. "Okay, but if my dad gives me shit for raiding his alcohol, I'm blaming you," I warned him. Deal. My parents' room was on the far end of the house, so we didn't even need to be quiet as we went out to the kitchen to grab a bottle of vodka and a jug of lemonade. We slammed our first few drinks, and it wasn't long until we were both tipsy. "We should have done this more often," Asher giggled as he leaned against me on my bed. He was flipping through songs that he wanted to show me on his Spotify playlist. "Yeah, we really should have." The walls that I had so carefully crafted over the years were starting to develop cracks. I could feel them starting to crumble. It was both exciting and terrifying. As if he could sense what I was thinking, Asher asked, "What's something that we've never done that you want to do?" He locked eyes with me for a second, before turning his gaze and focusing on the drink in his hand. I sat frozen. Was that an innocent question? It had to be, right? If it was an innocent question, though, why did he break eye contact with me? My heart was racing. I took another sip of my drink. I could feel the bricks in the wall start to fall. "We've done everything I can think of." I tried my best to get out of this discussion as quickly as possible. Asher didn't let me, though. "Oh, come on. I suggested getting drunk together. There must be something you can think of that we've never done that we can cross off the list tonight." He glanced back up at me. This time, he didn't break eye contact. I tried to read the thoughts in his eyes. Was he seriously setting me up to ask what I was thinking he was? I took another sip of my drink. "I can't," I told him. I meant that I couldn't ask him to do what I wanted. As soon as I said it, though, I realized that he might think I meant I couldn't think of anything we haven't done. I didn't say anything else, though. Silence hung in the air for a few moments. Asher finally bumped me gently with his shoulder. "Sure you can." The wall was crumbling fast. "You don't want me to suggest something we haven't done." I tried to sound firm, but I could hear my voice wavering. "Yeah, I do. This is our last night together for months." He locked eyes with me again. It was too late. The wall was nothing more than a pile of bricks at this point. I felt the words start to form in my head. I tried to forbid my mouth from saying them, but it didn't work. "We've never kissed." It felt like all the air got sucked out of the room in an instant. Years of unspoken emotions and feelings were suddenly laid bare. I could hear my heartbeat thud in my ears. It was the only sound for a few seconds until Asher replied. "Okay." His voice was strangely quiet. "Okay?" I asked, shocked. "Sure, why not?" His voice was still quiet, as if what he was saying needed to be kept a secret. Suddenly, the closeness of our bodies felt different. A few seconds ago, we had been friends, having a good time together. But now something had changed. I could feel the heat radiating off of Asher. I could smell his cologne. My hand was resting against his soft, athletic shorts. I met his gaze with my own. I saw nervousness in his eyes. I'm sure mine looked the same way. Why were my palms suddenly clammy? I wiped them on my shorts. Asher's eyes darted from my eyes down to my lips. Holy shit, this was actually happening. I licked my lips nervously as our faces slowly moved towards one another. Asher's dirty blonde hair had fallen over his face, partially concealing one of his greenish-blue eyes. The corner of his lips turned up ever so slightly. Was this a drunken dream? It had to be. I wasn't about to actually kiss Asher. And then our lips touched. Neither of us moved for a few seconds. And then we kissed. His lips were surprisingly soft. I kept expecting him to break away at any moment, but the seconds kept ticking by. My hand found its way onto his back. His hand brushed against my cheek and slid around to hold the back of my head. My tongue found its way into his mouth. Time stood still. Asher's breath spilled into my mouth. I could taste the mint gum he'd been chewing before we started drinking. Our hands began to explore one another. My hand ran up his back. His free hand grabbed the front of my shirt. My other hand reached for his chest, but he shifted, and it ended up under his arm. His shirt was damp with sweat. Suddenly, I became aware of how hot the room felt. That snapped me back to reality. I tore my face away from Asher. He opened his eyes and gave me a confused look. His cheeks were flushed, and he was panting softly. "We have to stop," I said, trying to get my breathing under control. "Why?" Asher asked breathlessly. "Why? Because," I said, as if it were the most obvious thing in the world. Asher just cocked his head and raised one eyebrow. My mind was going a million different directions at once. I wouldn't have been able to process what just happened if I'd been sober. The fact that I was somewhere between buzzed and drunk made it totally impossible. Things were happening. I wouldn't be able to stop. I was fumbling to control my words. "I don't want to ruin things between us."
"Why would it ruin things between us?" he asked.
"Because I'd accidentally cross a line and you'd freak out and push me away and..." As I was saying it, I felt like I was opening up too much. Even though we'd just made out, sharing my fears and repressed feelings made me feel too vulnerable. Asher considered what I'd said for a bit. "You're single. I broke up with Lily last month." He said it so nonchalantly that I was confused for a moment. "Ash, the issue isn't that one of us would be cheating." He raised an eyebrow, waiting for me to continue. There was no getting out of just saying it. I took a deep breath. "The issue is, I'm into you." I instinctively cringed as I said it, as if I was afraid Asher would throw a punch. "Seb, I know." I shot him a surprised look. "I've known that you were into me since the sixth grade." Now, I was really confused. "How did you know way back then? I only told you about liking guys a few years ago." Asher let out a little laugh. "No offense, Seb, but it was kind of obvious." "You're not good at being subtle about checking me out." A tear slid down my cheek. I quickly wiped it away, but not before Asher noticed.
"Dude, don't cry. I'm not upset."
He held my gaze with those greenish-blue eyes. I could see emotion start to build up on his face. He was struggling with something. This revelation must be too much for him, even though he was trying to play it down. "I was scared of acknowledging it," he blurted out. "I was afraid that if we talked about it, then we might end up acting on it." He must have noticed the surprised look on my face. "It wasn't fair to you. I knew that you were silently struggling, and I didn't try to make it easier on you. If anything, I made it harder because I enjoyed the closeness we have." "But you're not into guys," I interrupted him. He fell silent. We looked at one another for a few moments before he found the words that he was looking for. "This is going to sound wrong, but I don't know how else to say it, okay?" I nodded, and he continued. "I'm not into guys, but I'm into you."
I didn't even register the potential insult that he was nervous about. All I heard was that he was into me. Maybe I misheard him? "You're into me," I asked. He fidgeted nervously next to me. Again, this is going to sound horrible, but it's more like I'm okay with the idea of fooling around with you. We can't. The combination of booze and disbelief were doing a number on me. Asher grabbed my arm. "I want to." I pulled my arm away. "No, you don't. You're just saying that because you think I want to." "I know you want to, and that's not why I'm saying it." "Well..." He took a deep breath. "That's not entirely true. I'm admitting it because I know you want to. I have feelings for you. I don't know if they're the same as the feelings that you have for me, but I know that they're strong enough that I want to share this with you." His hand slid up my arm and wrapped around the back of my neck. He drew our faces together again. As our lips touched for the second time, the fear was almost overwhelming. I wasn't going to be able to stop this time. I was going to be hurt. He was going to destroy me. "I'm scared," I whispered into his mouth. "I know. I am too," he whispered back. "I promise not to hurt you." I probably should have brushed his words off as an empty promise, but I knew Asher. Asher would do anything for me. He'd move heaven and earth to keep me safe. He was being honest. There was no way he'd hurt me. "I love you." The words tumbled out of my mouth into his. My hand trembled as I reached out for him. I half expected him to slip through my fingers, but my hand rested on his cheek. His skin was warm and smooth. "I love you too," he whispered back into my mouth. I pulled my face back slightly, surprised by his words. He simply held my gaze. When our lips met for the third time, I knew there wouldn't be any stopping. Asher's hands were places that I never expected him to touch. I slipped a hand under his shirt and ran my fingers up his abs. They were small, but defined. I tried to reach up to feel his chest, but his shirt was getting in the way. He slipped it off and tossed it on the floor. The room felt like it was a sauna. I tossed my shirt on the floor next to his. Our hands explored the newly revealed skin. I ran my hands over his biceps. I'd felt them before, but never like this. The fleeting touches in the past had just left me wanting more, but there were no limits tonight. My hand slipped into his armpit. The hair was damp with sweat. Asher's hand slid down my back and into my shorts. He grabbed my ass and squeezed. Holy shit, this was happening. I let my hand slide down his abs toward his waistband. I kept expecting him to pull away, but his face was still firmly planted to mine. His tongue flicked against mine as I pulled at his waistband. My hand didn't have to slide down far to find what it was looking for. Asher was already rock hard. I froze for a second when my finger brushed against his head, but he kept kissing me and didn't flinch. I pulled at his waistband with both hands, desperate to see what was under them. He fell back on the bed, pulling me down with him. He slipped off his shorts and boxers and tossed them with our shirts. I didn't want to stop kissing him, but I wanted to see the rest of him. The desire to see his dick won out, and I tore my face off of his. He was looking at me with wild eyes. He was clearly into this just as much as I was. My eyes darted down his chest for a second, before returning to meet his gaze. He gave me a sly smile and put his arms behind his head and laid back on the bed. I was allowed to look at everything. My gaze drifted down from his gorgeous greenish-blue eyes. He had a tiny bit of stubble on his upper lip. His lips were shiny from a mixture of our spit. His chin was perfectly smooth. His shoulders had a bit of a sunburn on them. His arms were tanned on the top, but pale underneath. His small patches of dark armpit hair stood out against the pale skin. His chest wasn't big, but it was well defined, just like his abs. There was a thin line of hair, leading down from his outie belly button. His dick looked to be about the same size as mine, 7 inches or so. His was a bit thicker in the middle than mine, though. A dark patch of pubic hair stuck out from each side of his dick. He didn't have a ton of hair, but it looked like it had been a while since he trimmed. Probably since he broke up with his girlfriend. His balls were massive, easily twice the size of mine. I wondered if they were always that big, or if he just hadn't jerked off in ages. I slid between his legs, as if on autopilot. He spread them, giving me full access to himself. I reached out for him. I glanced up at him for confirmation before wrapping my hand around him. He smiled and gave me a little nod. That was all the confirmation I needed. I grabbed a hold of his dick and gave it a gentle squeeze. He was so hard that his shaft had no give to it. I lifted it off his stomach and inspected it. He was cut, just like me. His scar was a little darker, but smaller than mine. Pre-cum had started to leak out of him. It hit me that I was holding Asher in my hand. I looked up at him with wide eyes. He grinned at me. "I know, this is crazy, right?" he whispered. I just nodded. "You have an awesome dick." He let out a little laugh. "I'm glad you approve." "Are your balls always this big?" I reached down and lifted them gently. "Yeah, I guess. Why?" He looked embarrassed. "Oh, they're just big, that's all." I set them down and wrapped both hands around his dick. "This is wild, watching you play with my dick." He shook his head as if he couldn't believe it was actually happening. The grin on his face made it clear that he wasn't upset, though. "I know. I keep looking up from your dick and see that it's you, and my mind explodes each time," I admitted. I couldn't decide if the fact that we were openly talking now made it more or less weird. "Your body is..." I couldn't decide on which word to use. Asher looked at me, expectantly. "Perfect." I could see him blush. "No, it's not. I want to put on more muscle." "No!" He was caught off guard by the force of my statement and jumped a little. "I like you the way you are now." I could see him shift nervously under me. The self-confidence that I was so used to seeing in him wasn't there. "You really think so?" he asked softly. "Yes, you're so perfect." My voice was so full of emotion that I was afraid I was going to start crying again. Asher visibly relaxed. I leaned down until I could feel the heat radiating from his dick. I inhaled his scent, an intoxicating mixture of his body wash, a touch of sweat, and his natural musk. I leaned forward further and rested my nose in his tight patch of hair, letting the scent fill my nostrils. I looked up at Asher, and he was looking at me excitedly. I lifted my face up, and after licking my lips and taking a deep breath, I slid him into my mouth. "Fuck yes." His voice trailed off as he closed his eyes and leaned his head back. The taste instantly filled my mouth. His pre-cum was salty and warm. I swirled my tongue around his head, licking it all up. The texture of his head felt interesting against my tongue. I began to suck him off, stroking the shaft with one hand and massaging his balls with the other. Asher's biceps flexed, and he bit his lower lip. His eyes were open now, though. He was staring at me intently as I sucked on his dick. "Shit, you're good at this," Asher moaned. I smiled with his dick in my mouth. I loved Asher. I loved him as a friend. I loved him as more than a friend. I loved that he was willing to share a sexual experience with me, and I wanted to give him the best orgasm of his life. I licked one of my fingers and slid it down below his balls. I felt him jump a bit as I rubbed against his hole. "Oh," he sounded surprised, as if he had never thought of touching himself there. I slipped his dick out of my mouth long enough to ask, "Can I?" He thought about it for a moment before whispering, "I trust you." I simply nodded since his dick was already back in my mouth. His reaction told me that he'd never played with his hole before, so I took my time, rubbing it and getting it good and wet. Beads of sweat had started to form on his forehead and chest by the time I pressed my finger against him. He resisted for a second, but then relaxed and let me inside. Whoa! His eyes grew wide as I slipped the first two knuckles in. I paused to let him get used to the sensation. His dick was throbbing in my mouth. Drops of sweat were glistening on his armpit hair. His lips were parted, and he was panting hard. I slid in a bit further and found my target. He jolted as I brushed against it. Holy shit! He looked at me with confusion in his eyes. That's why anal feels so good. I didn't feel like giving him an anatomy lesson, so I left it at that. He nodded and relaxed as I went back to sucking on his dick. His hips were thrusting gently, pushing his dick deeper and deeper down my throat. I took a deep breath, relaxed, and pushed him all the way down. My nose planted itself in his pubes, and he let out an audible gasp. I held him there for a second before sliding him out. Asher pulled his arms from behind his head and rested them on mine. His fingers ran through my hair. "I'm close," he warned. I slid him back down my throat as I massaged him with my finger. Every muscle in his body flexed. "Yeah," he panted. His voice had a pleading tone. I slipped him out of my throat and bobbed up and down on him, working his shaft with one hand. I felt his fingers squeeze against my head. His legs began to twitch. He arched his shoulders up off the bed, making his abs pop even more than they already were. "Fuck!" he yelped as the first shot hit my tongue. I'd tasted myself before, but Asher tasted totally different. His cum had a salty sweetness that I instantly loved. I swallowed shot after shot as he unloaded into my mouth. He kept coming for what seemed like a small eternity. I couldn't have been happier. I wanted him to coat every inch of me with that cum. Drops of it began to drip down my chin. One fell onto his dark patch of pubes, a lone white glob contrasting against the dark hair. He fell back down onto the bed, and his muscles all relaxed. Holy shit, that was amazing. He gave me a euphoric smile before closing his eyes. I moved my finger to remind him that I was still inside him. "This might feel weird," I warned him. He just nodded, and I slowly pulled out. His eyelids fluttered and opened. "Whoa." He looked at me nervously, but I gave him a reassuring smile. "Seb, that was amazing. Thank you." His eyes locked onto mine. We smiled at each other. "Can I kiss you?" I asked, unsure if that was still an option now that he'd come. "Of course." He gave me a warm smile. I leaned down and gave him a brief but passionate kiss. When I pulled away, I could tell that he was wrapping his head around, tasting himself on my lips. I was about to get up and hand him his clothes when he said, "Can I suck your dick?" To be continued.